And welcome to the Scarlet Hawks Broadcast Network. Alongside Eric Willowhite, I'm Alex Reed, and we've got a fine matchup here today at Illinois Tech.
Yeah, we're at Stewart Field here today, and Alex, you were just inside the Keating Center for the volleyball quadruple meet that's going on today. You're at some of those games. Now you get a chance to get out of the cage a little bit, get outside some fresh air, and man, it should be a fun game today. I know the Scarlet Hawks, the women's team, they're reeling from that 8-0 loss on Thursday to the top-ranked University of Chicago Maroons, so they're anxious to get back out on the winning track. In Finlandia, you know, coming in here with a 110-1 record, they're just looking to get another one in the win column. So you never know what'll happen, but obviously on paper this looks to be tilting towards the Scarlet Hawks. But we'll see once they play the game.
Yeah, no, the Scarlet Hawks got beat up pretty badly by number one ranked University of Chicago Maroons. That is a very good team that I could foresee running the table, so I don't think that's a good tell for how good this Scarlet Hawks team actually is, because that Chicago Maroons team I think is the best team out there, period.
That's
I mean,
they're top ranked. But yeah, the other thing we got to think, and we were just thinking about this, today is senior day. Mm-hmm. There are no seniors on the Illinois Tech women's team, so it's a young team. They're looking to improve. They got some, some good freshmen into the mix with the sophomores and juniors here. So they're looking to build something. So yeah, maybe this year isn't the year, but you know, it's ending on a high note, and that's what they're looking to do.
Illinois Tech definitely has to rebound after that last game. Who do you think? Who could you foresee stepping up and making a couple of big plays to get the Scarlet Hawks back on track?
Well, I'm always looking out for number five for the Scarlet Hawks, Julia Taliana. She is a freshman on this team, but she's been a force since she's been on the team here. Very effective player. She's someone that Finlandia is going to have to account for out there on the field. So that's someone that I would keep an eye on for the Scarlet Hawks.
Yeah, I think that's a great call. Julia Taliana really is a kind of a fireball for this team. Her and Hofgen really work well together. So we are almost ready to get things underway.
Scarlet Hawks, they'll be in their home black uniforms with the red stripes and the white numbers. Those, again, those are excellent looking uniforms. Finlandia blue with, like you said, the fading blue on the front, nice blue numbers on the back. This is a broadcaster's dream, these numerals on the backs there.
Yeah, that's what you keep telling me. As we are now underway, Finlandia maintains possession but stepped in and taken away on the far side of the field. This is the Scarlet Hawks Broadcast Network. And that ball works its way to the back line. Skips across. That's Weishaar with the ball. And Weishaar passes it up to Alicia DeSimone, up to Julia Taliana, who works on it near side. Does try to go do a little give and go to herself, but that one will be tipped out by Finlandia.
She got it past the defender, but unfortunately the ball didn't cooperate with her.
So that'll lead to a throw-in from Alicia DeSimone, and works its way to Nishimoto. Catherine Nishimoto, a fine player. She's the pseudo-senior for this team. On the back line, she's a junior from California. So
junior's the new senior.
Mm-hmm. On this team, yes. As the ball works its way to Hofgen, and near side over to Julia Taliana, and Taliana's streaking towards the net, and what a beautiful shot there, and a big save from Haley Michaela.
Not sure if Michaela got that or the defenseman coming in, Molly Berg. Either way, it was knocked out of play because Berg came in there streaking. But, you know, yeah, it's a good shot by Taliana, but an even better stop there.
So it'll lead to a corner kick from Aaron James, and another shot in there. A little bit too high from DeSimone. So it'll be a goal kick from Michaela. I'm surprised. I don't know how Taliana got that ball to the net. I mean, her and the defender were neck and neck right there, and just a really crafty play from an attacking and explosive player in Taliana. But
yeah.
Goal kick for Finlandia nonetheless. Ball works its way far side. Finlandia controls and They look to work it into the attacking zone, but taken away by Kirsten Robinson, and now the Scarlet Hawks are on a break with Hofchin. Hofchin delivers it over to Taliana, and Taliana centers it, looking for Hofchin, but taken away by Finlandia for a second as Hofchin recovers and flips it over to Taliana. Taliana pops one into the box, but that one will just be kicked away by skillful defensive play from Finlandia as they look to counterattack. That's Kelsey McDermott with the ball very briefly as it was taken away by Weishaar and stepped up from Kokkinen. And Kokkinen works the ball up to Hofchin. Hofchin holds the ball for a second and skillfully recovers that back. Great play from Hofchin there. The ball continues its way far side. That's Jillian Larson over there. The far side, and she probes. Kicked away by the defense. It'll be kind of tough to tell the numbers going against because there aren't numbers on the front of those Finlandia jerseys, only on the back. So
you mean we can't tell them just to make sure they turn towards us just so we can get a look at the numbers while
well,
what's going on?
Well, unfortunately, we weren't able to get that message to them before the broadcast started. So that might be a halftime goal for you, Eric.
I'll have to work on that.
Yeah, definitely. Got to work on that one as another goal kick for Finlandia, but taken away by Hofchin, and Hofchin delivers a beautiful ball into the box from Taliana. Taliana gets to the ball, passes that up to Aaron James, and Aaron James tried to get a shot away on net, but good defensive work. That ball goes back into play and knocked out from DeSimone, so it'll be a throw-in for Finlandia. 40-45 left to go here in the first half on the Scarlet Hawks broadcast network. Eric Willa-White alongside Alex Reed, and well, so far a pretty good game here in the first 5 minutes. Both teams kind of feeling each other out as Nishimoto takes the ball away.
Yeah, it's still been tilted a little towards the Scarlet Hawks side of the field as they're going left to right, as people can see on their video screen, but
beautiful ball into the box, and Madison Harris with a nice streaking run into the box, and it was a pretty pass. I believe that was from Jillian Larson with a nice pass
chances.
Over there. So yeah, that was a good early opportunity, but it'll just lead to another. I'd say it's kind of a pseudo goal kick from Kelsey McDermott, or not from McDermott, rather. I'm not actually sure who is back there. Again, we don't have numbers on the front of Finlandia's jerseys. We only have them on the back of their fetching jerseys. As beautiful pass in from Julia Taliana to Katie Hofchin. Beautiful header from Hofchin.
Wow.
And that is 1-0 Hawks. What a beautiful pass. Great offensive execution there from the Scarlet Hawks.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just a matter of time, Alex. You know, they were chipping away, getting some opportunities there. And then that time, as you said, Taliana threading the needle and Hofchin just able to a pretty header right in there. Made it look easy, too.
Yeah, really. I love that duo. They are so, so good and such a threat to be reckoned with. So it'll be 1-0 as that ball works its way to Elizabeth Bremer. Bremer will just throw it in to Madison Harris. Madison Harris plays that one up far side. 38:52 left to go in this first half.
That was Hopkins' 13th goal in the season, Alex.
Yeah, that her and Taliana have been fantastic and a great fun to watch. And Hofchin does such a good job of getting the rest of her teammates involved and doing such a good job at being a really, really good threat. And that shot up high and away, it almost looked like it was out of play, but knocked down by this quite gusty wind. So that will probably look to affect the game here, especially in goal. It'll affect probably Michaela will benefit from this in the first half for Finlandia, but it's definitely gusting wind as Taliana gets a good runner into the box, and oh my goodness, missed that shot by just a smidge. I believe that was Madison Harris with a nice cross into the box. Actually, that is not Madison Harris. That is player to be named later, as they say in the trade world.
Plenty of time to figure it out.
That was 18. Jillian Larson. Okay, so Jillian Larson is working far side. Jillian Larson recovers the ball. And that'll be a foul called Levon Larson. So it'll be a Finlandia free kick.
One of the many freshmen in the starting lineup there, too. You got James, Taliana, DeSimone, Weishar, Gillian Larson's freshman. So again, very young team in this starting lineup, but working together, working towards something here long term. So this is about building up.
And you can hear the wind gust. It is a tape down your paper kind of day here up in the box. Eric Willowhite, the ever crafty engineer with his tape. So that's a good thing. Otherwise, our papers would be blowing around all over the place. As Taliana gets another pass into the box, and that one's settled down for Larson, and Hofchin centers it, but Taliana wasn't in the box, close enough in the box to get a shot, so Alicia DeSimone will recover. She sends a cross into the box, and what a beautiful one, too. Hofchin settles it down, and she scores. What a great individual effort there from Hofchin. She just beat the entire team. My goodness, Hofchin with her 14th goal now of the season. Wow. 36 minutes left to go.
No goal.
Okay. Yeah. No goal called in.
They're taking it off. Yeah, I look because I didn't see any post-goal celebration. They were marching down. And I saw that. So.
Well, they gave it a kick like it was a goal. I mean, they popped it back to midfield. So.
I thought I heard them say remove the goal. So maybe it was.
I'm not sure. We'll have to wait and see.
Okay.
Nonetheless, what we do know, 35-42 left to go in this first half. For now, the score is Hawks 2, Guest nothing. You could say that it's Hofchin 2, Finlandia nothing here so far in this first half. We'll figure out what the call was exactly, but I mean, they did kick it from midfield. If it wasn't a goal, it probably would have been a goal kick.
Yeah, so it's on the board. Yeah, but I swear I thought I heard him remove the goal. But anyways.
I'm not sure. Well, maybe they said that there was no offsides. Is that probably would have been the call. As the Scarlet Hawks work another one into the box. Julia Taliana, oh my goodness. Boy. That will definitely make it at least 2-0 here. And that'll be 3-0. Yeah. For Julia Taliana.
So we're not taking that one back.
My goodness, 35 minutes left to go, and that's a third goal already from the Scarlet Hawks. And Taliana with her first. That's her second contribution here, and she's probably made about 5 or 6 great plays. So it was only a matter of time before she was gonna score. Hofchin with 2 goals, and a goal now. From Taliana. Yeah. So, 3-goal effort here so far, and just under 35 minutes to play. Your Scarlet Hawks are up 3-0 on the Scarlet Hawks broadcast network. Eric Willowhite alongside Alex Reed here on the call as the ball works its way far side and back near over to Julia Taliana. And Taliana makes a nice move and looks to run into the middle of the box. Great footwork there to kick that one out of harm's way as Nishimoto plays it over to DeSimone. DeSimone works it up into the box. Touch passes to herself over to the corner and centers it. And what a beautiful play from DeSimone to center it to Taliana. And that was almost goal 4. And Hofchin settles it down, passes it away to Kirsten Robinson. And Robinson with the shot. What a great save there from Finlandia. Haley Michaela made a diving save there to take a goal away from Kirsten Robinson.
One was headed right towards the back of the net. She was able to get a hand on that one.
Kirsten Robinson, yeah. Kirsten Robinson. Kirsten. My apologies. Yes. As this will be a goal kick, or a pseudo goal kick, as we like to call it here on the Scarlet Hawks Broadcast Network. And that played in for Kaylin Morris, but taken away by the Scarlet Hawks. And Julia Taliana streaking once again. And another header from Hofgen, just a little bit too high and outside, but beautiful pass in there from Taliana.
Yeah, reminiscent of the first goal, same setup, Taliana into Hofgen, but that time just unable to get the clear shot on it, sails over the crossbar.
Yeah, Finlandia is really struggling here to get the ball out of their own zone. And taken away once again by Kirsten Robinson, and that one headed up from Hofgen, but she was looking for Taliana, but taken away once again by Erin James, and a shot deep. She just did miss that near post. That'll be another goal kick with 32-30 left to go here in the first half.
Notice and that Michaela does not take the goal kick, so I don't know if she's got an injury or if that's something they've done all season long.
I'm not sure. 3-0 to your Scarlet Hawks, and they are looking to add more as another ball in from Julia Taliana. My goodness, this is just a Taliana and Hofgen fest here early on, and wow, really dominant from the Scarlet Hawks, already up 3-0, and Finlandia can't even clear their own zone.
Yeah, it's going to be a long day ahead, and again, we talked about it from a bench standpoint. They only have one substitute. I was watching during the player introductions there when they were out on the field, the lone substitute.
Yeah.
So it's a lonely role, but she's going to get plenty of action, I got to assume.
Which is funny, on their roster, they've got about 5 or 6 extra players. Must have been a lot of injuries for Finlandia.
Yeah, or, you know, unable to travel, make the travel, you know.
Just too bad. You hate to see injuries, and you hate to see teams really get blown out, but another shot in there. I believe that was Kirsten Robinson once again, so it'll be another goal kick for Finlandia, and I did figure out that it is number 15. Ailey Desellier is the one who is taking the goal kicks, sophomore defender, 5'8", from Hancock, Michigan, and it's been a while since the Scarlet Hawks have had the ball back in their zone, about 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes, as 30-46 is left on the clock here in the first half. 3-0 to your Scarlet Hawks on the Scarlet Hawks Broadcast Network.
I think that's the first time Bremer had the ball all game.
Yeah, not much time as Alicia DeSimone delivers the ball up, and Taliana once again streaking towards the box and delivers another ball into the box. Played pretty skillfully there from Molly Berg just to clear the ball, and Finlandia still got the ball, and they'll just kick that one out of bounds. So it'll be a throw-in for DeSimone as the Hawks look to score once again as Nishimoto's got the ball in the middle, taken away by a good play, and now they're streaking. Kelsey McDermott with a nice play, but that only lasted very briefly as DeSimone has the ball once again. And my goodness, the Scarlet Hawks are not wasting any time. And a beautiful ball into the box, just too far for Taliana to get the ball. But it'll be another goal kick from Finlandia. And my goodness, a lot of even a Finlandia counterattack was just smothered by the back line. And Nishimoto and Weisar and Kokonek do such a good do such a great job on that back line. And today, I guess Madison Harris is also starting back there, so makes up a good tandem. And Finlandia has really struggled to get much going here in the early part, as there was a foul called on Illinois Tech, so it'll be a Finlandia play, and nice little ball into the far side, but that ball intended for Jennifer Hernandez. Goodness, a lot of freshmen playing for this Finlandia team, freshman and sophomore.
You know, the Lions' leading scorer is Kelsey McDermott. She's got 5 goals on the season. She's a freshman from Green Bay, Wisconsin. So she's someone to keep an eye on. Another freshman, Jennifer Hernandez, second on the team in goals with 4. So, again, a big difference from Taliana and Hufkin, but still, you know, those are the offensive players that you have to keep an eye out for Finlandia, assuming they can crack into the Scarlet Hawk zone. But again, the Lions are working uphill in this game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right off the bat.
Yeah. No, they really are, and you can hear once again that this my goodness, this wind is gusting and howling. No surprise in the Windy City that we have wind, but...
Well, just, Alex, just be thankful this isn't a lacrosse game right now.
Well, so that is fair. I'll give you that one.
We'd be here in the spring and it'd be a lot colder.
Oh, I guarantee that. That was a beautiful pass from Aaron James to Hofkin, and Hofkin works it back to Taliana, who ticks that one off to Alicia DeSimone. Back to Taliana, and Taliana delivers a ball into the box. Played up. That was for Jillian Larson on that far side. And Kohanic there with the ball, and a little give and go there, but Kohanic lost the possession. So Finlandia is looking to attack into the Scarlet Hawk zone, and they get it across. That is Jennifer Hernandez, who's streaking in. And now Hannah Torminen had the ball briefly, but taken away by good play. And Hofkin, another furious counterattack, and an onside run there for Taliana. Taliana runs to the corner, slows that one down, pops that one back over to Aaron James. And Aaron James delivers a ball into the box intended for Hofkin, but that ball will roll all the way out, so it'll be a throw-in for the Lions of Finlandia. 26-28 left to go in the first half. Your Scarlet Hawks up 3-0 on the Scarlet Hawks broadcast network.
Looks like we have our first substitution. Rhianne Dane will be coming in. Next substitution for the Scarlet Hawks.
As the Scarlet Hawks maintain possession with their almost pseudo Bayern Munich look. Oh, and what a beautiful cross into the box. I believe that was Taliana who delivered another one to Hofkin. And Hofkin was looking for an early hat trick. No dice. Just did get too much on underneath that ball and lifted it a little bit far. But Brianne Dane will come in for number 18, Jillian Larson. So Larson will take a seat and Dane will take her place on the far side. Ball was kicked in, but taken away immediately by Kirsten Robinson. And that's DeSimone with a runner into the box and a nice cross, but into the side of the net. So a 500th goal kick here for Finland. I overestimate by a little bit, but not by much, really. I mean, they've had probably 10 goal kicks here early on. A lot of great opportunities from the Scarlet Hawks, and plenty of goals to show for it. We're here with just under 25 minutes left to go as ball works its way near side to Alicia DeSimone, and DeSimone and James play a little catch. And it looks like James was going to go with Taliana, but works it far side back over to Kirsten and Robinson. And Kohanic with the shot, but that one will ricochet off of the Finlandia defense. So it'll be a corner kick. Got a couple players running out there, Aaron James and Julia Taliana.
Yes,
long way for Taliana to run.
Yeah, they might be just doing the tap in corner here.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to see a ball into the box.
Exactly what they did.
To Katie Hofkin. Often does such a good job. And Taliana with a deep shot. What a great save there from Michaela.
That was a design play, Alex, to free up Taliana. So she does a tap in corner, and then she loops around. Little give and go there. Given from James back to Taliana. She fired a heavy shot there. but Michaela is able to do a nice job to stuff that one.
And she had all of her momentum working to her right shoulder as a beautiful ball into the box from Alicia DeSimone, but I believe that's an offside call with 23:30 left to go here in the first half.
Yeah.
And the shots on goal are really beginning to pile up here.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a talk about discrepancy. That's a discrepancy for you. With only 25 minutes, so that's about a shot per minute and 10 seconds.
It's pretty rapid fire.
Yeah.
So.
And they said said I wouldn't be anything good in math. As a beautiful ball into the box, and what a great shot there from Brienne Dane. What a beautiful ball, and my goodness, it looks like the Finlandia defense was looking for maybe an offside call. They kind of had their hands on their, well, they had their hands on their hips, and they didn't see the ball in from Dane, and or to Dane, and what a beautiful play there from Brienne Dane. A great run, and beat the goalie. The goalie got some glove and quite a bit of her fingers on that one, but just too big of a kick from Dane. So 4-0 now your Scarlet Hawks.
Jenna Capel coming in now for the Lions. She replaced number 4 Ashley Aho. So it's our first substitution. And again, they only have one substitution, so you're going to see a lot of in and out with Capel being the first substitution.
Yeah.
In.
Well, it's safe to say that they're probably not going to platoon. As that one rolls back to Bremer, and that's a deep kick to Julia Taliana, very near side. And a nice little tap, give and go. She tried that once before, but kicked that one out of bounds. This time she was successful, and a beautiful ball into the box. And oh, just missed Brienne Dane. What a beautiful cross there.
Dane's
from
been pretty
Taliana.
Active in the, since coming in on the substitution, but for Larson. But, you know, when you have that offensive firepower out there between Taliana and Hufgen, you have to stay aware because there's going to be some openings. That's where the defense is going to focus.
Yeah, they've really done a good job after establishing a 3-0 lead. They've really done a good job of working the rest of their team into the offense, and fantastic job there from Dane. As ball works its way, it's still near side, and that'll be kicked up to Taliana.
So how about a 66% conversion rate on shots on goal? In soccer, that's pretty good.
I'd take that in the first, 24 minutes of the game. 21-20 left to go. And a beautiful ball once again for Dane. And she's looking for a second, and she does. My goodness, the goals are flying in high and mighty. Goodness gracious, that's the second goal now for Brienne Dane. What a beautiful cross and runner into the box. My goodness.
And it was Robinson, Kirsten Robinson, again with the assist, as she was on the last goal by Dane. So players are piling up some multiple point games here.
Yeah, Kirsten Robinson has delivered a couple of really fine passes and probably could have had a hat trick of assists on a couple. She's delivered some nice balls into the box and done such a good job. Great team effort here for the Scarlet Hawks as they lead 5-0 with just under 21 minutes left as they look to pile on another goal. Little give and go between Aaron James and Hofkin, but just a smidge too far out of Aaron James's reach on that second give and go attempt. But Hofkin and James working a nice little two-man game, as they call it in basketball.
We just saw a drop kick from Michaela there, so she can kick the ball, at least maybe in drop kick fashion. Haven't seen her teed one up, but so I just wanted to see again if that was something that was going to continue all game, but or maybe just a change of pace.
Yeah, it's certainly possible. Saw another team do that here too.
But the other thing with that is if you have to rely on another one of your players to take the goal kicks, that's another play you kind of take out of position. Mm. And so from a numbers game standpoint, you really can't use that advantage.
Yeah.
So they need all the help they can get to get the ball into the Scarlet Hawks zone.
Yeah, that's definitely for sure as we just hit the under 20 mark here at beautiful Stewart Field in Chicago, Illinois, home of the your Illinois Tech Scarlet Hawks on the Scarlet Hawks Broadcast Network. And oh my goodness, another shot from Taliana, and that one was knocked away off the hands of Michaela. So I believe that'll be it. It's called a...
They're saying it went off Taliana. Oh,
okay.
So
it'll be a goal kick for the Finlandia Lions. Lions coming into this game 1-10-1, so they've definitely struggled this season. And, well, the Illinois Tech Scarlet Hawks coming into this game after a rough loss to the number one team in the Division III soccer, Chicago Maroons, who have a very powerful team. So kind of looking at a Maroon-like performance against Finlandia, and a beautiful cross into the box
shot.
Once again from Taliana to Hofgen, and that's a hat trick for Hofgen. I throw in my hat, but I don't have one. Do you, do you just have a hat sitting around? I'd throw it onto the field, but I'd probably get yelled at for littering.
Well, if you tried to throw it with today's wind, it would probably like sail over the backstop, so
yes.
I wouldn't advise it today.
Be a moot point anyway, as Katie Hofgen is coming out of the game for Brianna Kelly. Hofgen leaves with a hat trick here today, and I believe the assist on Taliana's goal too, if I recall. So that's a large game so far from...
No, that one was unassisted.
Okay,
Taliana's
yeah.
Taliana's was unassisted. Okay. But either way, though, it's a high point game.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
That'll be 9 points in one game for Hofgen. I think she'll take it. I think she's more happy with a 6-0 lead here against Finlandia with 18:26 left to go in the first half.
Yeah, that one was just way too easy, though. She
yeah.
just left alone in mm-hmm. the box, and you know, you got to account for that.
And Taliana once again with another runner, and my goodness, is she so agile and so quick, able to really get to her right foot and create a lot of opportunities. So that ricocheted off of the Lions' defense. So it'll be a corner from Erin James.
You see some frustration on Molly Berg. She knew it was a corner kick, and she just whipped it towards the corner. You can just see she's very frustrated with
mm-hmm.
the way this game is going right now.
And I believe
it's understandable. I mean, you're still in the first half, so plenty of time to go in the game. You're already trailing 6, so, and you really haven't sniffed the other side of the net.
Yeah.
So they just have to keep chipping away. You build something positive. You can't just cave in. That's mm-hmm. that's not what athletics are all about.
No.
I don't think they will.
No, I don't think so either. I think they'll continue to fight, but, rough going here early on for the Lions. Let's see if they can turn it around.
The only thing they can control is their compete level, Alex. I mean, mm-hmm. they may not have the talent that's on the field for the Scarlet Hawks, but the only thing they can control is staying competitive
mm-hmm.
in the game.
Yeah, you can only control what you do and your actions, as that's Kirsten Robinson under control into the box, and a nice shot there from Dane. It looks like it ricocheted off of one of the backliners, so it'll be another corner kick for Erin James.
And that was a good example of that, because that play, as Dane was coming in for another shot attempt, Jennifer Hernandez was coming in to muck that one up. So that's an example of, you know, not giving up on it.
And we've got another substitution, Daisy Telez in for Kirsten Robinson. So Robinson will get a breather as another corner kick from Erin James into Nishimoto. Haven't called Nishimoto's name too much in the early going. No, haven't had to, certainly. There's the very skillful and savvy defensive presence from Nishimoto. Often goes unrecognized, but Nishimoto does such good work in the middle, delivering the balls up and helping really be a stalwart in the middle of the field. And she does such good work there. Brings a lot of veteran presence for a team that really does have a good back line anyway. So the ball works its way back to Weishaar. Weishaar delivers it up to Nishimoto, and Nishimoto will pop that one over to Daisy Telez, newly checked into the game and already put her in into some offensive work, as Erin James delivers one over to Julia Taliana, and Taliana dances with it a little bit and dances around the defender, and oh, what a great shot and a tough save there from Michaela. Looked like she kind of had to scramble to make that save as the ball is still loose in the box area. So that ball worked its way over to DeSimone, and the Scarlet Hawks are looking to still attack. So they ball over to Nishimoto, back to DeSimone. That's Aaron James, and a nice cross into the box there to Dane and Daisy Tellez. Nice little deke move over there, and Nishimoto will send it far side over to Brianna Kelly, and Kelly will shoot a ball into the box, but easily saved from Michaela. So Haley Michaela.
How about that footwork by Taliana? It's just being patient, dribbling, and then able to get past her defender and set up a great shot for herself there.
Yeah, she is so skilled. Once she gets into the box, she doesn't make too many mistakes and is so composed for a rookie and a freshman out there. Really, she does such a good job on the field of staying composed and doing a lot of good stuff. So I'm looking for her to do a lot bigger things here as she continues to move forward in her time at Illinois Tech. Ball will be thrown into Nishimoto and Kokonic.
Yeah, I don't know if they do Freshman of the Year awards, conferences, and things like that.
Yeah.
But if they had, you have to think, her and Hofkin, Hofkin's a junior, mm-hmm. I should take that back, but Taliana definitely would be someone worthy of that.
Oh, and a nice shot from Nishimoto, but just hooks a little bit too wide, so it'll be a goal kick once again. As 6-0, your Scarlet Hawks lead over the visiting Finlandia Lions.
And one thing, you were mentioning Nishimoto. DeSimone is also someone who goes, I'm not going to say goes unnoticed, but she's someone there that's sort of like the glute on the back line, as well as the transition to offense. She's someone that, really gets this team going. They haven't had to use her as much in this game just because the forwards have been so effective and so ever-present. But anytime they're playing a game where they're using the length of the field, you're going to hear DeSimone's name a lot. She's usually, the one quarterbacking things, getting it into the attack zone.
Yeah, her and Nishimoto do such a good job of delivering balls up and they don't always get the credit that they deserve, and a lot of what they do will not show up on a stat sheet, but great work from the two of them. And that was the first real chance for Finlandia, but DeSimone now with the counterattack.
After that ball heading out of bounds and then save that opportunity. Mm. Again, 6-0 game, could have let up on it, but no, that's not what you do. And, that's not what DeSimone is going to do either.
Yeah. So Weisar will play it back to Bremer, and Bremer will kick it back. Little catch there from her and Weisar. That'll be up to DeSimone, and DeSimone kicked that up to Aaron James. Aaron James will survey the field. Kicks that one up to DeSimone. A little bit too far. Taken away by DeSimone. Almost looked like that was her teammate that kicked it back. It happened so fast. As Taliana's into the box once again, delivers a beautiful ball. I believe that was intended for Daisy Tellez, but yeah, it's the old saying in hockey, if you put the ball in front of the net, good things will happen. Well, that definitely works out here in soccer as well.
You find a lot
of success when you put the ball in front of the net. It's a very wide net, and you can do a lot of things. As Bremer in a little bit of a foot race. That was Jenna Capel, who was looking for a nice little streak there. But it'll lead to a Kate Ryanen throwing. And the Lions will have the ball over on the far side. Works it near side, looking for some offense. But Aaron James skillfully steps in and has another counterattack. Delivers that one up. She's looking for Dane, but Dane will recover. And Aaron James attacks the box once again over to Taliana. And Taliana passes it to James, who patiently waits for some help as DeSimone is into the box and delivers a shot. Oh, that one hooking
wide there. Now that time, James, I was going to comment on the play a couple plays before. when she was trying to get the ball upfield and feed it to DeSimone, you could tell with her eyes where she was going to go with the ball, and the Finlandia defender saw that and cut off the pass. This time it wasn't as obvious where she was going when she was on that rush. Kind of you're using your peripheral vision to know where your players are, and she was able to feed it to get an offensive chance generated. But, you know, a key in this game, especially as big as this field is a little bit of the deception.
Well, and James will learn that, as he's only a freshman from Houston, Pennsylvania. Funny enough. Wonder if it's warm there.
Pittsburgh, Texas.
Yeah. that's the cross there. We're in the twilight zone, but yeah, the 5'5 freshman, I'm sure she'll learn to disguise her movements and her eye patterns as she continues on. That's another one of those things is that you pick up on as you played more and more of the college game.
Ooh.
Got some good teaching, and another beautiful shot in there. That one were from Dane, and Dane was looking for a very, very quick hat trick.
Yeah, especially for coming off the bench.
Yeah, you don't get too many players having hat tricks off the bench, but
right.
The shots keep flying in from the Scarlet Hawks. 9:15 left to go in the first half. 6-0 Scarlet Hawk lead on the Scarlet Hawks broadcast network. Eric Willowhite alongside Alex Reed. Actually, I think I'm doing that in the wrong order, am I? I don't know. He's Eric Willowhite.
Right.
He's Eric Willowhite.
You're not alongside yourself.
I'm not Eric Willowhite. He's Eric Willowhite.
Right.
I mean, I could be you, but
it's okay.
Yeah, no, I'm working on it, but
that's why we do these games.
Oh yeah. We have fun here up in the booth, but
see, that was a good play there. DeSimone had her head up, looking right in the eyes of her defender, and knew where she was going with that pass. You know, again, you know, like we talked about, those are the things that you have to learn. The little things that'll make a difference in terms of improving your performance.
Yeah, no, I mean, these are all things that you gotta, you know, these are teaching moments. These are things that you're gonna be looking for in the film room. That's why film study is so important now in this day and age of athletics.
To do it, then here's a corner kick. In a live game, when you got the game pretty much in hand, here's where you can try some of those things.
And a nice cross from Aaron James into the box to Nishimoto. And Nishimoto and the Hawks had another shot. But
it might have been Taez, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. I believe that was Taez. Amina Burick will now come into the game for the ever-busy Julia Taliana. So Taliana gets a much-deserved rest.
I'll say.
She's had quite a busy performance, and man, she has a mean mean game face. I'll tell you that much. I'm not gonna play poker with her, because she looks locked in and focused on all of those plays.
Or don't steal a French fry.
No, I wouldn't. But Aaron James with a shot into the. On net, but just went wide near side, so he'll go for a corner kick. As I said, it was touched off of one of the Lions defenders, so Aaron James will go back to kick this one, seemingly into the box.
Let's look for Dane in this one.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's right.
Nice play. It looked like she was kind of looking for Nishimoto on that play, but no dice as Aaron James gets the ball back, and Burick will get the ball, flips it over to James, and James saves that one inbounds, flips that one to Burke, and nice little ball in for James, and James surveys, kicks that one in, and it's a nice shot from Nishimoto, but played out, and Nishimoto just kicked that one up, and oh my goodness, kind of a dangerous play there from Nishimoto, and she's crafty with the ball, I tell you.
Yeah.
But it'll just go as a corner kick. Looks like Nishimoto took a little smack on the noggin, but we play on as Burick goes and chases down the ball. Kicks that one over to Aaron James, and Aaron James has been rather busy as she sends a runner in for DeSimone, and DeSimone will kick that one off of Kelsey McDermott, so it'll be a throw-in, and DeSimone goes quick, as it'll be another throw-in for DeSimone, and I doubt she'll waste any time, and she does not. Aaron James, we got to see through this big pole. I don't know if the pole is better or the tree at University of Chicago, but yeah, we've had to deal with both. So
The pole wins.
Yeah.
Well, 10 out of 10 times.
It doesn't have any give to it. The tree does blow around a little bit, so yeah. You can see every now and then around that. But yeah, the pole doesn't move. So
pole doesn't lose leaves in the fall either.
True. It's true. As Finlandia will have another goal kick with just under 5 minutes left to go here in the first half. Your Scarlet Hawks are leading the Finlandia Lions 6-0. On the Scarlet Hawks broadcast network. He's Eric Will White. I'm Alex Reed. And quite a busy first half for Haley Michaela and the defense for Finlandia.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of good opportunities for the Scarlet Hawks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at pages of goals here on the live stats feed here. So 6 in total, obviously, as you mentioned. 31-2 is the shots on goal. Or shots, 12-1 shots on goal, and then obviously 6-0 on the big board here. Mm-hmm. So it's it's been a rough first half here for the Lions. That said, you know, you want to look for some positives or bright spots. They haven't been scored on in a little bit here, so something to build on. And obviously you want to get on the board here. So see if you can find a way to get a goal, close out the half, if you can.
DeSimone sends another ball into the box up to Daisy Tellez. And that ball will go out of bounds on Burick. So be another goal kick. And Tellez has been pretty busy as she came in for, I believe that was for Hofkin. Or actually, that might have been Kirsten Robinson
right.
She came in for. But nonetheless, the front line is always kept busy as Madison Harris will play that one back to Bremer, who's had a nice, relaxing day on the beach here today. Only been, really tested one time, but Aaron James pops that one up to Dane, and Dane's got a runner.
Good job.
And she's kept the ball on her hand, and oh my goodness.
Wow. How did I know how she got past Berg on that one?
Beautiful play into the box from Brianna Dane, and really fantastic work all the way around once again by the Scarlet Hawks. They do such a good job, and Brianna Dane looking for a hat trick off the bench, so... also, that doesn't happen very often.
Nope.
So, 2:26 left to go in the first half.
Boy, it's got a score update for you here. After this, we'll let this play out. It is their first sustained pressure here inside the zone.
And a nice play. Nice play from Brianna Dane as she knocks that one away and pops that one in for Brianna Kelly.
Scarlet Hawks women's volleyball team, so they're in a quad meet today. They beat Robert Morris 3-0 earlier today. And then I think they've just finished playing Silver Lake. Mm. And it looks like they've beaten them in 3 sets, 25-2. 25-11 and 25-4.
Oh my goodness!
So I think that was that Lakers team you were talking about.
Yeah, the Lakers had a nasty injury. Is another shot in from Burick on goal, saved away by Haley Michaela, and she'll slow it down. But that one was the really nasty injury. Kind of got her hand caught in the net and came down on that right foot and tweaked her knee, and she was down for probably 5 minutes.
That's rough.
And they had to, basically carry her off without putting any pressure on that knee. So, it looked like maybe a torn meniscus or, I can only speculate.
Yeah,
you
don't want to.
You don't want to think about it. But as Bremer will have a goal kick. But, you hate to see injuries. Or actually, that'll be – the first corner kick of the day for the Finlandia Lions.
Yeah, a couple of rushes for them here in the last couple minutes. So, again, trying to get something established. Again, just to get a goal on the board, get something positive coming out of this half.
With only 30 seconds left to go, Chelsea McDermott will kick that one into the box.
Shouldn't have much on it there.
Headed away easily by Taisy Tellez.
Oh, nice footwork by McDermott, but nowhere to go.
Yeah, so that'll be a goal kick for Bremer, but yeah, it kind of sucked the life out of the building. And yeah, I mean, it was unfortunate and really a rough way to end Silver Lake's three-loss tournament as time has expired in the first half. Your Scarlet Hawks lead 6-0 and rather comfortably so.
Yeah, let's recap those goals for you here. Alex, I'll get up the board. Final shots total 34-2. Favor the Scarlet Hawks. Shots on goal 14-1. 6-0 is the score. And then your tally going here. First goal, Hofgen, assisted by Taliana at 5:28. Then Hofgen from Aaron James at 8:46. That was the goal that we weren't sure was a goal.
Yeah.
then Taliana with a solo goal at the 10:03 mark. Then Breanne Dane, assist by Kirsten Robertson, 21:59. Then about 3 minutes later, less than 3 minutes later, Dane again from Robinson. And then the sixth goal scored by Hufkin, the hat trick, assisted by Taliana. And that's how we close things out here in the first half at the 26-27 mark. But again, after that, the Lions didn't let anything in. Now, the play was still dominated in the Lions side of the field, but they were able to prevent goals. Now, there's also substitutions. Hefkin was out. Taliana came out. So there were not, you know, the starters in the game. And then towards the end there, the Lions had a little bit generated, but not really able to do much. So we'll see what happens in the second half. We'll see how much they'll go with Hefkin and Taliana in the second half. Maybe they'll start things out. But
I'd imagine they'd probably play the first 15. But with this much of a lead, they probably won't overdo it. So in about 15 minutes or so, we will be back to deliver all of the second half action. Again, the score at halftime, your Scarlet Hawks up 6-0 against the Finlandia Lions. So in about 15 minutes or so, we will be back to deliver the second half and much more here on the Scarlet Hawks Broadcast Network.